Hare Krishna. Today we have Bhagavatam class and we're reading from the prose portion of fifth canto on Bharat Maharaj. And particularly we're at the stage where Bharat Maharaj is retired and gone to Pulaha Ashram on the Gandhara. And Srimad Bhagavatam is describing, Shukadeva Goswami is describing Bharat Maharaj's spiritual achievements. His heart is free from material desires, he's exhibiting symptoms of ecstasy, he's worshipping Shalagram, collecting flowers, roots, fruit, and making offerings, and he's so absorbed in ecstatic trance and describes that sometimes he even forgets about the Lord. So it's a very nice picture of a devotee who generally it's accepted that Bharat Maharaj is on the platform of Baba. Perhaps not the developed stage of Baba, but at the beginning stage of Baba. In any case, he's on a spiritual platform. He's situated on the transcendentally situated. And this pastime of Bhagavatam illustrates how even someone who is transcendentally situated can fall down from his platform. Later on, we have another example of a transcendentalist, which is Maharaj Chitraketu. And his fall down is due to Vaishnava Aparad, committing an offense to Lord Shiva. The fall down of Bharat Maharaj is not due to Vaishnava Aparad, but it's just due to being negligent in devotional practice. Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls this pramada. Or actually, it's described like that in the Padma Purana. We call it the 11th offense to the holy name. It's not an offense that's committed solely while chanting Hare Krishna. It's a offense that can be committed doing anything at any time of day. But it's the holy name who is the Yuga Dharma and the Yuga Avatar that then becomes offended because of misconduct of devotees. But Bharat Maharaj, he, as one sees later on, he got attached to something unbelievably innocent, and that is a deer. And I guess you couldn't think of anything more innocent than that. It wasn't that he was attracted to some kind of apsara or some heavenly damsel, but the essence was the same, and that is that he was distracted by Maya Devi. And whether Maya Devi comes in the form of a deer, or whether she comes in the form of an apsara is really a detail. The end result is what counts, and here the end result was that he falls down and he takes two more lifetimes for him to actually go back home, back to Godhead. We don't want to be in a similar type of situation. We don't want that to happen, but at the same time we must also protect ourselves, guard ourselves from the same type of complacency that somehow or another set in with Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj's circumstances are instructive. First of all, he was alone. He was actually physically alone, which means that either if we're physically alone or we don't really have good guidance and direction, then we become very easily susceptible. But interestingly, at such an advanced stage of devotional service of Bharat Maharaj, you could directly have access to the Lord. Still, of course, it was Krishna's arrangement, since he was so advanced. Still, he didn't. He had neither Vaishnava association nor a spiritual master in order to show him how he was getting distracted when this deer showed up. That's the advantage of being in the company of devotees, is that devotees will say, Prabhu, you're not attending the morning program, you're not chanting, your rounds aren't very good. And that type of guidance is something that everyone can benefit from, whether they have direct connection with Krishna or not. But Bharat Maharaj didn't have that. And as a result, he was able to become gradually distanced from the path of devotional service. He became inattentive due to attachment to a deer. So this is Maya Devi's way. As Srila Prabhupada would say, in like a needle and out like a plow. Maya Devi comes in and in some very, very little innocuous way. Well, I'm not attending the morning program a little. It's all right. I'll do it later on. I'll catch up later, or I don't have time, or whatever circumstances. I was sick, and now I need to recover. And I get used to getting up early for Mangala Arati. I'm better off chanting my rounds at home, and I'll just go and see the deity greeting, see the deities, but then maybe I don't have time to see the deities. And gradually, it builds and builds and builds, and we may think everything's all right. It may build to the stage where, as we often see sometimes, the devotees think, well, I have such pressing services, and may have many important services, or my work doesn't allow me to chant my rounds. And despite the fact that I'm not chanting my rounds, I seem to feel pretty Krishna conscious, so I must be all right. And it's like during the Battle of Kurukshetra, when the armies were fighting, for instance, one vyuha or formation is that either the chakra formation or something, is that the opponent attacks and you let them in. And they come in and they think, well, we're winning, we're not even being opposed. But once they're inside the chakra, then you close up the circle again, and then they're in, they're trapped, and they can't get out. So that's often how Maya Devi also works. She makes us think that, well, it's all right, you don't have to be so strict, and it doesn't matter if you go see some movie sometimes, or watch a little TV, or eat a little non-devotional foods, or this and this, but gradually it builds and builds and builds, and spiritual strength wanes and wanes, and it may be with very innocent things. It can start with a deer, but what ends up happening is once you're in, you can't get out, and when you can't get out, then very easily one can then give up the path of devotional service. Bharat Maharaj didn't really fully give it up, but he got so distracted that, practically speaking, he wasn't practicing anymore. He didn't head back to his kingdom. He continued living in Pulaha Ashram, but he completely abandoned his devotional practices. So sadhu shabdam, Vaishnavas need to be very careful, because it can happen to anyone. And once it does, then it becomes very, very difficult to again claw oneself back, or to climb back from a position of weakness, because it takes strength to fight against material energy. Maya Devi's whole trick is to actually allow us to become too weak to fight back. And for that reason, one should be very attentive. This is the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the spiritual strength to continue progressing and persevering is there in the basics of our spiritual practices and sadhana, which we, if we compromise them, and it's inevitable that there will be some type of fall down. It's guaranteed. And we should not expect that Krishna consciousness is some type of progress where we just sort of go along doing the minimum and thinking that somehow, sometime in the future, all of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya is just going to pick us up and we're going back to Godhead. We preach to people, we talk about developing love of God and so on, but it's not a subject matter for preaching. It's a subject matter for showing by personal example, something that we need to be experiencing in our own personal lives as we practice Krishna consciousness 5, 10, 15, 20 years, how the heart becomes free from material desires. Here, Bharat Maharaj is described as being pure-hearted. How one tastes great pleasure in chanting and glorifying the Lord. Rise early in the morning, why? Well, if the only reason is because I have to do it, that's still a good reason. But ultimately, from the obligation of having to do it, that taste should arise. It should become our life, because first thing we want to do is to see the Lord. First thing we want to do is to glorify the Lord. The first thing we want to do in the day is to hear about them. So we may call it sadhana. It's sadhana until we really have a taste for Krishna consciousness. Beyond that, then it actually becomes an indispensable aspect of our life, and it's our priority. But taste or not, it's something that one must do, bharat, unless we do it. Then here Srimad Bhagavatam says, then you can expect the same result as what happened to Bharat Maharaj, or worse, because after all, he was Bharat Maharaj. He wasn't an ordinary conditioned soul, a living entity. Hare Krishna.